As Hurricane Florence nears the East Coast, two cruise ships have been diverted to Port Canaveral. Norwegian Escape was scheduled to sail to Bermuda, but instead made a stop at Florida's Space Coast today. And Royal Caribbean's Grandeur of the Seas out of Baltimore will be stopping in Canaveral tomorrow because of the storm. Grandeur will stay in Florida overnight and leave on Thursday afternoon. Hurricane Florence is expected to hit the Carolina coast on Thursday. For the first time in 5 years, Carnival Cruise Line has announced a price hike at the steakhouse. John Hill took to Facebook this morning to say the price will increase from $35 to $38 per person. The hike is set to go into effect on September 20th. Guests with already booked reservations will be honored at the existing $35 price. The good news, he also announced they're bringing back the popular cheesecake. The steakhouse is on 15 Carnival Cruise Line ships. And finally, the robocall lawsuit pending against Resort Marketing Group that was spamming free Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian cruises is one step closer to paying out. That lawsuit would pay up to $900 for anyone that received a call between 2009 and 2014. According to the court system, it's in the final approval stages. The lawyers have until October 30th to provide a valid estimate of how many claimants will receive payment. A down day for cruise stocks. Carnival Corporation closed at 61.86, down 13 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 53.16, down 26 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 122.52, down $1.40. Get more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
On this September 11th, Cruise Radio remembers those lives lost, the heroes on that day, and the men and women of the United States military who protect us every day.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?